Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my beautiful one. Thank you so much for being here with me. It's really beautiful to be in this space with you, and I am just post-lunch and feeling that like post-lunch fullness, which is possibly if my voice feels a little bit more mellow than usual. That's probably why. I'm really excited about this episode because it's something that has been on my mind quite a lot recently, around competency and also about identity. Now, I think this is a really important piece for anyone who is high achieving, who has a little bit of workaholism in them potentially, who like really sees themselves as this person who is professionally very successful and potentially has had less relationships, intimate relationships in their life. Maybe work has been always your space where you're like, I'm really good at this. And then relationships is like, yeah, we just kind of ignore that part. This is a really, really important episode for you. So I, for a very long time, was a high achiever in many ways. All the way through school, I did very well. I always got A's. I got a first class degree in chemistry. I then went and worked in an investment bank. So in many ways, I was like the picture perfect high achieving woman. But what I didn't realize was that over those years of being academically successful and professionally successful, I'd started to create an identity around being the smart one, being the professionally successful one. And that identity actually became a bit of a mask for me. It was a mask where I felt safe and seen and competent and in control. And that mask, to be honest, allowed me to hide from some of the areas where I felt maybe less in control. Because I could be like, but I'm so successful professionally. Like, I'm just so busy at work. Like, I don't have time for any of that other stuff. Like, my work is so important. Which in part was true. Like, this is not me in any way slamming someone who has ambition and wants to do well professionally, not at all. But when we use it as a mask to hide from areas of incompetence, we can actually end up living a life that feels very tight in many ways. So what tends to happen for those of us who do this, and this isn't just about competency in work, like it can be in anything in life, is that we find an area where we are competent and we're potentially naturally quite good at, and we say, oh, well, I'm really good at this, so I'll just stay here. So for us workaholics / high achieving people, work becomes our life container for praise, validation, stability, worthiness, all of the things. And over time, the more that we practice that identity of being a high achiever, it starts to become our core identity. So it starts to become like, this is who I am. I'm a high achiever. I am a professionally successful person. I'm a high earner. This is really what I am, even if it is just a slice of who you really are at your core. It becomes the mask that we put out to the world. It's like, this is the version of me that I am. For a long time, I saw myself as someone who was like just academically good, had a good brain, did well professionally. That was like my identity, the core identity that I walked around the world in. But it was leaving behind huge parts of life. Because when we feel really competent in one area and we practice that area of identity a lot, some of the other areas of our life become unpracticed. So perhaps they start to feel a little more uncertain or uncomfortable, or it's like, oh God, I'm not actually very good at that piece, so I'm just going to kind of ignore that section of life because I'm really good at this one and it feels really comfortable. So often we start to ignore areas of our life like relationships, intimate or otherwise, emotional intimacy, play, creativity, rest. These parts of life, which are so fundamental to living a liberated and true life, become underdeveloped. They almost become frozen in time. So there was a version of us at one point in life where perhaps we had those capacities, but because we stopped practicing them, because we became so over-obsessed with our core identity of being a high achiever, they get underdeveloped. And we start to think, like, I'm not very good at that, so I'd actually prefer to just not go there. Like, I'd prefer to stay in the area of competency. I'd prefer to stay in the area where I get praise and validation and stability and worthiness. And I don't really want to dip my toe into the area where I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. And maybe I'll fail. Maybe I'll not be very good at it, and how embarrassing that would be. And what this really touches on is shame. Again, how many times we talk about shame on this podcast? That's where it's like every time. But it touches on how it feels to be a beginner again. To feel clunky, exposed, uncertain, like bad at something. And for those of us who are high achieving academically and professionally, we do not like to be bad at things. We like to be shiny and good at stuff. And like, ooh, look at me, I'm really good at this. And this is the veneer I put out to the world. I'm good at stuff. I'm great. So we don't want to dip our toes into areas of life that can make us feel like we're a beginner again. We don't want to touch the shame of not being perfectly able, let's say, at intimate relationships, emotional intimacy, play, creativity, name any other area of your life that feels underdeveloped. But in truth, the more we do this, the more life becomes very, very tight. And there can be this ache for something more, but we don't really know what it is. And we keep hiding in work because we're like, I'm good at work. I'll just stay here. I'll stay here. But there's a part of us that's yearning for more. And this is really why often being bad at relationships or bad at love or bad at emotional intimacy can feel super threatening. It can feel super threatening because when we have an identity that's underdeveloped, relational identity, emotional intimacy identity, we don't have anything to fall back on when things go badly. So at work, like, you can make a mistake, maybe you beat yourself up a bit, but you're like, you know, I've got the data, I'm pretty good at this, it's fine, we carry on. If we have an underdeveloped part of our identity, making a mistake is the worst thing in the world. It's like, oh my God, like, I knew I was bad at this. I'm never going to do it again. I'm never going to go into this, which is why we cycle. We like totally ignore dating and we go into it for a bit, goes badly. We're like, I'm bad at this. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing it. It was embarrassing. Don't want to do it. Same as like you go to a dance class for the first time. You're like, oh God, I was embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. I'm so cringe. I'm not doing it again. It can feel unbearable to be shit at something, especially when our identity is built on excellence. Especially when our identity was built on excellence. Now, this is not about shaming success at all. Like, I am all here for your ambition. I'm all here for you being professionally successful, 101%. The key piece here is that we want to look at what is underneath this. Like, when work becomes a buffer, like, I'm achieving over here so I don't have to feel what I'm missing over there, it stops being safe and it starts to feel stuck.
Okay, so I just want to interrupt this episode for just a second because I made a thing and I want to tell you about it. And it's free. It's called 7 Days Back to You. And I made it for women who are doing all the things, keeping all the plates spinning, and underneath it are feeling super disconnected from themselves, a little bit lost, a little bit flat, a little bit like, you know, strike day on the Jubilee line when it's pretty intense, like that. Every single day for 7 days, you have one practice to do. None of them are very intense. None of them take like 10 hours to do. They're small, easy things that you can add into your life to support you to connect back to yourself. I do this every single time I'm in a funk. It is so powerful. It takes like 5 minutes a day and it costs nothing. So if you are feeling a funk, feeling a little bit flat, needing something to zhuzh your life up, grab it now. The link is in the show notes below. And I can't wait to see how you find it. Okay, back to the episode.
So when we're using work as a buffer, we can end up ignoring these parts of our lives that to live a full and meaningful human existence, we need to develop. But it feels uncomfortable for us to develop them because we're not yet good at them. And for so many of us, we do this. I did this. It was like, I'm achieving here. I don't have to feel the fact that I feel a bit embarrassed about the fact that I've never had a boyfriend. Like, I'm achieving over here. I don't have to feel embarrassed about the fact that I get ghosted every time I go on a date. I'm achieving over here. I don't have to feel embarrassed about the fact that, like, men don't call me back. I'm achieving over here, so I don't have to feel embarrassed about the fact that I'm really embarrassed about my body when I dance and I don't want to do that. Like, I don't know what play is. But I'm achieving over here. Look at me. I'm shiny over here. I'm shiny over here. Now, I'm not here saying you have to quit your job and reject your ambition. You don't have to do that. I did quit my job. And in some ways, I rejected my ambition for a period and then it came crawling back because in truth, I am an ambitious person. And that is part of my true, true self. You don't have to do that. But what we do have to do is start expanding beyond the mask of the high achiever. We have to start letting ourselves be bad at something and recognize that we are still worthy. So let ourselves fail in areas of our life that we haven't yet developed because we're like a child in them because they're underdeveloped. So of course we're going to fail. We've never done them before. It's okay. We have to start practicing emotional intimacy. We have to practice like speaking our truth. We have to practice asking for what we need. We have to practice being vulnerable. We have to practice being bad at something and start to develop these underdeveloped parts of ourselves. The part of ourselves that wants to play. We practice it. We fall on our face. We're like, oh God, I'm boring. I don't know how to do this. I can't do this. I feel embarrassed. And then we try again. And we try again. And we try again. In the same way that for a long time you probably tried to be really good at school and then you nailed it and just carried on. We have to also learn to practice these parts of us that are underdeveloped. And this also doesn't mean that you have to end up being perfect at these things. You don't have to be perfect at these things. It does not mean you have to be perfect at all of these things, but it does mean that it is worth your time to start to develop them. Because a meaningful human existence is not just one slice of the pie. It is not just a core identity of being an achiever and being clever. It's the whole pie. And to eat the whole pie, you have to develop the whole pie. You have to bake the whole pie. You don't just bake one slice. So with this, I want you to start to reflect on where in your life you're still hiding behind what you're good at. Where in your life are you like showing the veneer of like, I'm so good at this thing so I don't have to touch the part of me that's really embarrassed and I'm bad at this other thing. Where is that happening for you? Like, can you let yourself acknowledge that it's like, actually, I'm kind of bad at this. Like, for me, there was a long period where I was like, you know what? I'm really good professionally. I'm not that good at having fun. I'm not that good at playing. I'm really, really not that good at intimate relationships. But I'm dedicated to learning. And I'm dedicated to practicing. And to look at what it would look like to stretch gently into the places that feel a little bit more raw for you, a little bit more challenging, a little bit more stretchy. From a space of curiosity, not from judgment, not from, I must be better at this thing, but from like, I want the whole pie of life. I don't want one slice. And the whole pie of life is more important than performing in one slice. Can we acknowledge our capacity to stretch into new identities and stretch outside of the core one that you have developed and honed and polished so that it's so perfect and shiny and stretch into some of those areas that feel clunky because that is in truth where the juice really lies for you. Everyone knows someone at work who you look at them and you're like, wow, they're super smart, but like, I'm not entirely sure what else is going on in their life. Like, they have no social skills or whatever. There were so many people like this in my old job. We don't want to become one of those people. This is not judging those people, but that is not why you're here. You can be smart. We're not going to throw away your brain. Your brain is still with you. It's an amazing thing. You've been gifted a beautiful brain that works well, and that's incredible. But we can also work on expanding into these other identities and none of these other identities have time to play. So with that, my sweet love, I will leave it here for today. It's been really beautiful to speak with you in this episode. And if this podcast means something to you, please, 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 please rate, review or subscribe and share it with a friend. It really means so much to me. And I know this is a slightly selfish ask, but I'm enjoying this podcast so much. And it's really important that for myself, I keep doing it because it really is filling my soul in ways I didn't think it would. So the more people that can see it, the more I'm galvanized to continue in truth. And I've set myself big targets of how to grow this podcast. So yeah, I'd hugely appreciate your support. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. I'm sending you huge love and I will speak with you soon. Thank you.